Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Do we have $1,000 for you to win today? Heck yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Beat Shazam, less than an hour away. We'll hook you up with $1,000. You just got to tell us the name of the song we play for you before Shazam does. That's why I got Beat Shazam. The TV show's on Thursday nights with Jamie Foxx. Fun show to watch. Another fun show to watch, which Caroline Craddock loves dearly.
I do.
Bachelorette.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You got your soul cycle on?
Yeah, I'm soul cycling with Big Al tonight.
Oh, it's tonight? You guys are soul cycling?
Yeah, for kids. He's right next to me. Front row.
Yeah, right there. And cycling.
Look at Al getting out there and getting some sweat on.
Al, no, just so you know, you don't have to bring your own bike. They're located inside.
Right.
Fantastic.
All right. They're stationary.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have shoes for you to borrow. You got a clip in that bike so you don't fly off.
All perfect. Right. So last night's
clip in shoes?
Yeah. Because you go super fast.
Bring your own?
No, they
no, you can rent them there.
Oh. Yeah.
Wear socks.
Much better for
complicated.
You.
Yeah, definitely wear socks.
Yeah, wear socks so you don't want to get stanky foot.
Okay.
Stanky.
Last night on The Bachelorette, very scary episode.
We've got some issues on The Bachelorette this season in general.
How many guys are they down to at this point? 20?
No, they're way less than that. Like 12-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to know. They never do the ceremony when they're supposed to.
I know. They never do it the same episode anymore. But now they're out of LA, so that means they're getting less guys, and they're in Hilton Head. And there's some racism issues happening.
Okay.
And
Rachel is black.
With
first black bachelor.
Yes. Against Rachel?
No. There's this guy, Lee, who is that guy that I played y'all the first episode that was the singer that like made me nauseous. I really don't enjoy him at all.
Yeah.
And his hair looks like
tall hair.
There's
Lee.
Something about Mary.
I forgot about him.
Yeah.
It's very, very high up.
Uh-huh.
Like you just want to grab a little bit, like when your mom spits in her hand and just puts it down a little bit. That's what he
it's
needs.
It's not good. So he's a little scrappy little like singer-songwriter from Nashville, and he like picks fights with the black guys on the show, basically.
Lee's white, yeah.
Yeah. So Rachel kind of has a meltdown about it last night and just shows even more how much we love her because she's so real and she's really no nonsense. I want to play this clip of her kind of, she's had like a full blown meltdown about it last night.
Rachel, when Kenny stole the time?
Well, no, she had like a meltdown about the racism thing. The race
pressures.
Yes,
that's the clip you want.
Okay, I got you.
The pressures that I feel about being a black woman and what that is and how, I don't want to talk about it. I get pressured from so many different ways being in this position. And I did not want to get into all of this tonight. And I already know what people are going to say about me and judge me for the decisions that I'm making. I'm going to be the one who has to deal with that and nobody else. And that's a lot.
Well, I think she, personally, I think she's doing great.
I mean, she is like the most beloved. From what I'm seeing on social media and stuff, she's the most beloved bachelorette that we've ever had. She's the most intelligent. She's
very classy.
The classiest. I mean, she has like, her dad's like a federal judge. Like, she's like the real deal. So this is really, the stakes are really high to win the affections of this girl because she's like incredible.
Yeah. And look, I would never want my daughter to go on this show, ever. I just wouldn't because I've seen what it can do to people.
Yeah.
But if she were to happen to go on that show and she behaved the way Rachel is, I'd be very
proud. It's better to be the bachelorette than a contestant.
Right.
Yeah.
Even when Rachel was a contestant, she handled herself extremely well.
Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing, like this last night's episode wasn't even that epic. The epic stuff is happening on social media. So when she gets on kind of a rampage on Twitter, people call her Big Rachel. And she was on one last night. Y'all need to go back and like look at her Twitter.
She went on Twitter and went crazy?
Yeah.
Yes.
But in a not in like a like I'm gonna, you know, like
confrontational.
Yeah, not confrontational. Not very just like classy, pointed, one sentence, like, but I'll knock you off your butt
kind
of conversations.
So people were writing her and she was going back at
Well, so Lee, the whole Lee thing was kind of the issue last night.
Okay. Let's explain Lee, because Lee is this guy, Alan. I'm sure you've encountered these people. Lee will be the guy that knows how to poke other dudes' buttons.
Yeah.
To the point where they will blow up on him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
he's like, what?
And then he'll sit there and smile.
He's that guy. As soon as you blow up on him, and any guy will get to that point. I mean, there's just a breaking point for every person. As soon as you reach that he lays back on his back and he does the smirk and the laugh at you
like
to make you
idiot.
Even more angry. Mm-hmm. He's that guy.
Yeah, agreed.
And he plays it
the
well.
Bear.
He's awful.
Yeah. So this girl tweeted last night and said, I'm sitting here watching Bachelorette and my roommate just sat down on the couch and said, what is this, Love and Hip Hop?
Whoa.
So Rachel wrote back and goes, let me know if she wants to meet Lee. They sound like they would have a lot in common.
There you go.
So she's just like, I just adore her. I have the biggest girl crush on her. She's just so classy. And like her little hashtag is I have time today to like tell you how it is.
Because today I got time.
Love, 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 love. They had a spelling bee, which was bad. It was really bad.
Well, in the age of phones, when we depend on our
spell check
so much.
I thought a lot of guys like aren't great at spelling. Or maybe they
they got to do something.
Text
you know, at the end of the day, they got to do something to try and entertain us.
Can you imagine if you think this
Would
girl's going to
pass?
I think this particular
Can you spell the word
bee?
Stunning, Kelly?
Yeah.
Stunning?
Okay. Yeah.
That was one of the worst.
Stunning?
Yeah.
Oh.
What about facade?
Yeah, I can spell facade.
One guy could not spell facade.
That's a hard one, though.
Prove it, Al. Facade.
Facade. F-A. Is it S-C or C-A?
Oh, you tell us.
F-A-S-C-A-D?
No.
F-A-C-A-D?
No.
It's just F-A-C.
F-A-C-A-D.
You did better than one of the guys did. Was it
And I saw the show, and I still can't spell it.
Can you spell?
Fascist would have S-C. Fascist.
Can you spell champagne?
Yeah, you just can't remember facade.
Facade.
Yeah, right. Can you spell champagne?
Can you spell champagne?
Champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-G-N-E.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our boy Kenny couldn't get that one.
But he flipped the N and the G.
N and the G, yeah.
Here are some of the spelling bee wrong answers, right, which will make you cringe.
Yeah, it's bad.
Champagne.
C-H-A-M-P-A-N-G-E.
Boudoir.
B-O-U-R-D-E-A-U-X. Boudoir.
Facade. P-H-Y-S-D-E. The word is boutonniere.
B-O-U-T-E-N-E-R-E.
Physiological.
P-S.
I think math is your strongest subject.
Yeah, now, some of those words, I would be like boutonniere. Is it two T's, two N's?
I don't think I could get boutonniere. I still, even after watching the episode last night.
So Josiah won. He's the one, which he's kind of disappointing me. He's the one that is the prosecutor who has like the troubled past where he was put.
He's bothering you?
Why?
He has the biggest ego. Like he is just kind of like, he's always wanting to be the center of attention.
He's trying to be the star of the show.
He's having an ego.
Well, he probably figures he has the best backstory.
Yeah.
Comes in with the best backstory.
At some point, it stops being about being with the Bachelor or Bachelorette or whoever it is, and it becomes jockeying for the next Bachelor. You know, and I don't know if that's taken over yet or not, but at some point.
Well, he's not coming off very likable.
The one that's bugging me the most is that Iggy guy.
Oh, he is an instigator. Yeah. He's the Gretchen Wieners of the group.
Iggy's the guy that will go to Rachel every time and tells on every single dude. And he is the most annoying dude. Overanalyzes everything.
He's
has a reason.
The pot.
But when you get a chance to be one-on-one with the girl, you're not supposed to bring up other guys. And that's all he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least.
But if you notice,
that's a moment that's a lesson to people watching. Don't, as a girl. I mean, girls get more out of this, I think.
Yeah.
It's like,
of course.
No, the lesson here is if you're jealous, you don't show it. You don't talk you don't talk to a new guy about his past or other girls.
Well, and the proof's in the pudding. Like, they don't ever kiss. Like, they have not kissed yet. Like, they don't have that level because all he does is run his mouth about the other guys. So she doesn't trust him. So, like, they're, like, one of the only ones that they haven't been intimate yet.
Yeah.
In that way.
And I can't concentrate because he always has that greasy nose going on.
He does have greasy nose. He
got greasy nose.
He needs a blonde.
Like, I just, like, if he was friends with the guys in the house and stopped narking on them all the time, they would probably hook him up and be like, yo, dude, put a little bit of a little towel on that thing out there.
How greasy. I feel like I'm real shiny lately.
No, you're not. You have beautiful skin.
But yeah, I get a little greasy.
It looked like he got into, like, an oil wrestling match.
Yeah.
And dove in nose.
Just nose.
Yeah, just the nose. And so I can't concentrate. All I can see is just the shiny nose.
That's going to stress me out. No, I'm going to pay attention.
The shiny nose?
Yeah.
That's all I can see when he's talking. Just shiny nose.
Two more things before I wrap it up. Dean is one of my new front runners. She had a one-on-one with him, and he got to tell his story last night about how his mom passed away of breast cancer.
Smiley Dean?
Yeah, we call him Deanie Baby. And I die for him now.
He's a little bit younger than her.
So sweet. Yeah, he's 25, so he's young. But he is an angel baby, and I love him.
He's got cool hair, too.
Oh, my God, he's so cute.
I like him.
So he's definitely a front runner for me now. And then Kenny and Lee are about to, like, this is how they left the episode last night. They're going to have a brawl. Kenny's the one that's the wrestler. But I found out something really juicy about him.
You got juicy stuff?
Yeah.
So
he lives in Vegas, and he's a wrestler, but he was Chippendale's dancer before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I found that out because I was watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and Lisa Vanderpump was, like, talking to him, and it was, like, Chippendale's dancer. Wait, I was like, that's Kenny!
Kenny was on Housewives?
Yes.
For
like they
episode?
went to go see Chippendale's, and they were interviewing him.
Ken.
Which
they
I love.
The rounds.
Him.
So he doesn't shows. Want to be a reality star. Yeah.
Well, exactly. A very disappointing thing I found was
he wasn't there for the right reasons.
No.
He's really into his freestyle right now. He's hip. He's doing a lot of freestyling.
So I found Peter, who is one of my biggest front runners.
Which one's
Peter? Peter's the one with the gap tooth where they have like the gap tooth thing going on.
From Wisconsin?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
She seems to have a real good so bond going with him.
Yeah. So they're like it's very clear. They like love each other already. And I found this thing where his high school yearbook said, like, what do you want to be? And
yes.
He said famous. And then they said, how do you want to do it? And he said, I want to be on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So that that made me so mad.
That's his high school quote.
It's high school though.
Yeah. It's like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And he's like famous and on The Bachelor.
Well, in high school, yes. Set a goal.
Visualize it.
Visualize it. Verbalize go for that goal.
It. But it makes me feel like he's not there for the right reasons.
But he could actually.
He could.
He could happen to find love.
I hope so.
He's just a small town boy.
Because I really like him. And he's very, down to move to Dallas and be with her. And they would have beautiful gap-tooth babies, which I love.
And she said that she is licensed to practice in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's
true. Should they move there? So
I hope she doesn't leave Dallas. I love her.
Yeah. Little gap-tooth babies.
So that's your bachelorette?
That's my recap.
We're left with a possible fist fight next week. We see some blood and a cut eye.
Yeah.
But we don't know what that's from. Because you know how
Kenny has the cut eye, which I'm doubting that.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Scrappy, tiny Lee did that, but we'll see. I'm looking forward to hearing more Bachelor in Paradise updates, too. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself without Bachelor in Paradise.
My wife
They're
and
not
I
not going to do it.
Have a life.
Yeah.
My wife and I sit and we watch the episode and then we sit in bed and then we go over the episode.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's
okay.
Good.
All right.
It gets us talking. It's a good little thing we got going on.
That's sweet.
Thanks.
That's goals.
Yeah. Goal time.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Beat Shazam coming up in about 40 minutes. Make sure you have the phone handy. We'll tell you when to call in. You tell us the song we're playing and you win $1,000 40 minutes away.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Check this out, Kid Nation. This is pretty cool.
Bring it on.
We're teaming up with the Hunter Fan Company, the maker of trusted fans for inspired spaces. Kid Nation members, we need you to send in photos or videos showing why you're a big fan of anything. Musicians, sports teams, actors, TV shows, a particular radio show you listen to in the morning, whatever. We'll pick the best 10, and we'll put them up at KidNation.com for public vote, and we're going to determine 3 winners. Now, we're doing this now through July 14th, so you can go to KidNation.com and sign up. Here are the prizes. Number one, the grand prize. This is one. $300 Hunter Fan credit courtesy of Hunter Fan. A $3,500 Visa gift card courtesy of Hunter Fan.
Wow. Mm.
That's a lot of money right there. And then the 2 runner-up prizes, $300 Hunter Fan credit, and a $200 Visa gift card.
Okay.
So 3 winners, 1 grand prize winner. So make your pictures good.
So what are you the biggest fan of?
What are you the biggest fan of?
I need
of?
Some Hunter fans.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
I should have done that in my social media contest, darn it.
I fixed my son's fan yesterday.
Oh, good for you.
It wasn't turning on. I found out that my mother-in-law took it apart when she was babysitting the kids when we were in Miami, when we were on the family vacation.
Oh, really?
And so she had twisted the string up, so I had to take it apart, untwist it.
Look at you.
No big deal.
A little handyman.
No big deal.
Untwisting string like you did.
Like a stud. My son thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Hey, you know what? There's nothing like fixing something.
Yeah,
it gives you pride. Even as a woman, if I can figure something out, I'm like, I did that?
Yeah.
I'd much rather have a man do it. Very I'll be fun. Honest. I'm very old school when it comes to that.
A little feeling of accomplishment. You just feel kind of a little macho when you fix something.
Speaking of feeling accomplished, Jenna and Justin have been getting their stretching on together.
Yeah, I would say partially accomplished. Look, I used to think there were two different kinds of people. Those who were determined to finish a workout class no matter what, and those who make a habit of bailing.
Uh-huh.
I've always been the former. I think Justin as well. You know, once you're in a class, you're halfway through, even if it's hard, you're like,
you gotta finish.
Maybe I won't do this again, but I'm going to finish. Yeah, but that, however, was not the case.
Yeah, it was hot yoga.
You guys went to Bikram yoga?
It wasn't supposed to be hot. No, it wasn't supposed to be hot. And I have
AC was out.
There's this. I try to do yoga once a week. I need to do it more. It's great for my mind, body, and soul. I'll do it on Friday nights. But because there's one girl, Courtney in particular. I like her class. I'm mad at you, Courtney. But sometimes, since Courtney has a baby, she has a sub.
How
and
dare
so
she?
Courtney was subbed out, and I took Justin to my yoga class on Friday
she
night.
She could have
and
brought her
there.
Baby, and it could have been in cradle pose.
You know, it's a lot about the instructor, and so this particular sub, he's a yoga master,
and
the class is on such an advanced level that I'm still working on just like getting my full palm on the ground, touching my toes. That's an accomplishment for me. I used to not be able to touch my toes. Now I'm almost to I can get my palm. But here he comes in and first move out of the gate. He's like putting his legs over his shoulders, his back's on his front side. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. It's like advanced yoga.
And Justin's better at yoga than I am.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so.
Oh, yeah. You're
very flexible.
I kind of like this instructor because he's more physical with you. Where
he's hands-on with
Justin.
Hands-on. They're not hands-on with me because I am hopeless.
I feel awkward when they touch me.
And sweaty, but I like it because they stretch you further than where you thought you were comfortable with, and you're like, ooh, that's that stretch I needed. Whenever they pick your toe up just a little inch higher.
So we were struggling. We were really struggling, and we're looking at each other, and we're like, it's been half an hour, and we are soaked, and everyone's doing handstands.
A
not everyone, but that's
of sweat just down. You just see it like a faucet from your head.
Justin's slipping on his mat, and we're looking at each other, and I'm like, I'm hungry. So we're whispering back and forth, I'm hungry. And he's like, and I'm like, do you want to go? I've never done this before. Do you want to go? And he's like, no, let's just stay. And then whatever the next pose was, it was some sort of inverted pretzel situation. I was like,
oh, the inverted pretzel.
I just rolled up my mat and got my towel without saying anything to Justin and walked out. Six people left the class at the same time.
It was that
I did.
Hard?
Yeah,
I think it just took
left.
One. And then Justin came out a few minutes later. I don't know who was left in the class. It was that hard. So it made me feel better, right, that we were all out there talking about it.
Well, there was a
left.
Cutie in the class that I was trying to impress with my downward dog.
Oh.
But, you know, he, Jenna
I'm
left.
Sorry,
and I was
I would have waited for
no,
you.
No, I was ready to go, too.
They'll be back.
Yeah.
They'll be back.
I wonder if you're the instructor. Are you kind of, are you happy when you're doing something that's so hard that people are leaving, or would you rather them stay
this
there?
The thing. It's your own practice, and I will sometimes do my own thing.
Right.
But no, you can't be happy. You can't make it that challenging when it's not labeled advanced.
Right. You want to be, you're still like beginner class.
Yeah.
I've always wanted
to do some chaturangas and stretch out my hamstrings.
But it felt so good at the end of it because you are all sweaty, tired, and then you got the fresh air just blowing on your skin. I felt
it feels
so
good.
Yeah, I felt so good. And then that food that Jenna got us was delicious. It was like some rice salad with some shrimp on it.
Uh-huh.
She even got us an appetizer. Thanks, Mama Jenna. Thank you.
Mama Jenna paid?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, she sure did.
That's Justin Thin. You ask him, you want to come to lunch or whatever? Are you paying?
Yeah.
I will often buy dinner for someone if they come to a workout class.
I want Justin to just do a challenge. I don't want you to change. I don't want you to change anything about what you do. But I want to write. I want you to write down what you spend your money on every week, because you're always broke.
A spending diary.
Right. You know,
but people are always buying for you because we feel bad for you for your broke. But why are you always broke?
Why are you always broke, Justin?
I don't know. I just buy stupid things.
Like what?
Actually, I just now bought Beyonce song "Die with You." It was $1.29 on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Yeah.
What else?
Last 5
until you do it over and over and over, and then it's not okay.
Right.
You
I know.
Can't pay your rent.
I'll just find like a cute little table decoration and put it there. And then I'm losing things constantly. Like when we were on family vacation, I lost two of my belts there. I left them. So then I had to go buy two new belts because asking them to send it back to me would have been too expensive.
I find belts for like $2 at Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know where you are looking at Ross because when I'm
Raspberry,
at Ross.
Kelly got me this for Christmas 10 years ago.
Look at
you. You hadn't lost it yet.
I haven't. 10-year-old belt, still holding up strong.
That's $2?
I don't know how much she spent on it.
I think I got that at Nordstrom.
Yeah, this one's a nice belt.
Well, see, that's what it is. Well, I need a budget. I've never budgeted my whole life, and I've never...
You bought brownies and eggs. You left the eggs. You want me to bring them to you?
Yes, I do have eggs. Yes, I was going to walk out.
Jesse doesn't keep stuff in the refrigerator, by the way. He left the eggs. I mean, aren't those supposed to be refrigerated?
Yeah,
or do people just leave them?
Here's the way I look at it. When I go to the grocery store,
yeah,
if it's in the refrigerated section,
yeah,
I put it in the refrigerator. And the eggs are refrigerated.
And see, and I would have walked out with those eggs, too, because I was like, I bought these eggs. These are my eggs.
Yeah.
But then I was like, Jenna doesn't have eggs in her refrigerator.
Yeah, I got nothing.
So then I was like, I'll let her have them. I'll just do a little shopping
you
for
were
you.
Doing
yeah. You bought me dinner. I bought you eggs.
Oh,
that's what
thanks.
It is.
I bought you some groceries for your groceries. That's what I did.
But we had fun. I like working out with Justin.
Okay.
But no shame if you need to leave a workout class.
No.
I just say, save 5 more minutes. I'm going to do 5 more minutes. And then if you want to give up, then that's okay.
I've always wanted to start the walkout and be the first person or the slow clap. Those are my two things
that
I've always...
The slow clap for the person walking out?
Or just, when just something cool happens and you're the
first person
to clap.
Yeah.
And you do it like 3 times before somebody joins you and then the whole crowd...
That's a good idea.
You mm-hmm. did the walkout, though. See, that's cool, too.
I did the walkout.
People followed you.
You want to be a leader, JC?
Yeah.
That's what
Walking out of a yoga class, though, is different than any other hardcore class. Yeah. It's so quiet, and I'm rolling up my mat.
That's what they follow.
There's no way to be discreet about it.
You need to position yourself somewhere close to the door if you think there might
front
be a possibility
corner.
Of you walking
I'm stepping
out.
Over people.
Now, how many of those people that walked out were dudes?
One
it was
dude.
Even, yeah.
That was even. Okay.
Well, Justin, another dude, 2 other girls, and me, yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't just
all
dudes
different
following
ages,
Jenna.
They were like... Oh, we were looking at each other. They were like, I couldn't do it. I'm so glad I wasn't the only one.
That's how you bought yoga pants?
Namaste.
I got yoga pants.
Yeah. Male yoga pants.
Yeah.
So you'll do male yoga pants, but you won't do no romp him.
Well, I'm going to yoga now.
But so why do you wear shorts?
I'm still a beginner.
But not all men.
A beginner in yoga pants?
I felt out of place because all the dudes had the yoga pants.
Because if you wear just regular shorts and you don't take care of what's underneath the shorts, that stuff
falls we don't want
out.
No flopping.
But there's like, you
there's
wear.
Lining.
Yeah.
The not always. I've been to those classes where they just wear regular shorts and that lining isn't always enough.
I feel like yoga pants are only ever coupled with shirtless.
No, I still wear a shirt.
A tank top?
Do you wear shorts with the yoga pants?
Yeah, right now I'm still shy. Other guys are wearing just
over the yoga pants.
Yeah,
I like that. That's a look that needs to be more popular in the gym. Just guys in the yoga pants. Yes. Walk around.
Are they leggings like the girls wear?
Yeah, because I've been working on my crane now, and I need the grip on my elbow for my crane.
Wait, what's your crane?
The crane is when you put your knees on your elbows and you bend forward.
Wait, do it real quick.
Knees on
I want to see the crane.
Yeah, you know the crane.
Okay. Namaste, girl. Namaste.
Ow.
Ain't no way.
But why do you need yoga pants? You just did it fine in jeans.
Because those are grippy.
Yeah.
I'm working on my giraffe.
Let me see your giraffe.
Yes. Here it is right here. I'm just standing up with my neck stuck way out like that.
Is that a yoga pose?
Yeah. It's my yoga pose.
That's when you're looking at the top
shelf.
It's
a weird yoga pose.
No, that's it.
What color are yoga pants?
We're doing yoga poses on the radio. Does that make us crazy?
Oh, God.
Maybe we'll show you our yoga poses.
Tree.
I can also do the headstand triangle. I forgot what that's called.
Okay, fine. Then you should go to the yoga class that I couldn't finish.
But I can't touch my toes still.
Is there anything you can't do?
I've been yogaing.
Can you put your leg behind your head?
No. Trey can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he showed me yesterday.
Trey is more flexible.
Yeah, pretty
hot. People that are double jointed, that's not fair.
Trey, does that at any point in your life or in your personal life come in handy?
Never. Not one time.
Is your girlfriend like, hey, Trey, do that thing where you put your leg behind your head?
She's never asked. I don't think she knows. She may ask now.
Really? Hold on.
You gotta pull that out one night, Trey.
Trey, be honest. Have you ever done your leg behind the head trick naked? In front of the mirror.
No, I really haven't. I would. I haven't even thought of that.
I feel like
I would.
Have
you tried?
I would. If I could do that, I would try it in front of the mirror.
Well, when you're shaving, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, the bend over look through. It's almost basically.
It's almost the same. Yeah. Except you know the bend over. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
It's called Does That Make Me Crazy? 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Those crazy things you do, you thought they were normal, right? You've been doing them your whole life. And then finally your friends are... We're up front and said, no, what you're doing is very crazy.
Very crazy.
Like, if Trey would have been doing the leg pull through naked in front of the mirror, would that make him crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. 800-KID-LIVE again.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
We'll ask you to call in about 10 minutes to play Beat Shazam. Just give us the title of the song we play, and you'll score $1,000. Gotta do it before Shazam does.
All right.
Shazam can be fast sometimes. Before we go into Does That Make Me Crazy, we're talking about the eggs. Should you put those in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Regular grocery store eggs must be refrigerated at 45 Fahrenheit or below. Mm. Pasteurized shelled eggs do not need to be refrigerated. Yes. That's from a former health inspector.
Yeah, how you buy them is how you store them.
Yeah.
And you know, there's this new thing where you don't really have to refrigerate butter. Have you seen that?
I've seen that.
Yeah, I don't, because it makes it so much easier to spread.
They have the containers that, I think they're just regular containers. I saw them at the store. And you can leave butter out. Yeah, they say butter never needs to be refrigerated. You could just leave it out.
My place gets too hot.
Do you refrigerate your mustard and ketchup?
I do.
I grew up not doing that. My family didn't, but my wife does.
I read on the condiments. If it says refrigerate after opening, that's what I do. Yeah. But a lot of them I do just because I prefer it.
What about your maple syrup? A lot of people don't refrigerate it.
That makes it too thick.
My wife puts that in the refrigerator and you have to microwave it to get it all soft again.
And then it gets all crystallized.
Yeah, it's
a mess.
Keep it out of the refrigerator. Mm. I try to sneak it out whenever I can. All right, let's go into Does That Make Me Crazy?
Come on.
I refrigerate my syrup. Does that make me crazy?
A waste of money. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got this one from Tia. I won't add myself to be an organ donor because I feel like if my name is on one of those lists and somebody really wanted my organs, they would come and get them out of me.
Shout out.
Oh my gosh.
I don't have it on. I think I just put it on mine. But for a long time, I thought that if I were... borderline.
Uh huh.
In the emergency room, that they'd be like,
tip the scale.
We're looking for one of these.
That's a good looking liver. Yeah, that's a good looking organ. I'm gonna not let her live.
Yeah. I'm organ donor.
I was always told to not advertise it.
Oh, I'm not a donor.
Don't advertise that you're an organ donor.
Totally not donoring.
Donating
my organs. Donoring. It's made up a word. That's what I did. I eat cheese slices. With raw onion, does that make me crazy, Ashley?
No, food combinations don't bother me.
Mm-mm.
I really want to know what it, because I hate onions.
I love onions.
I want to have your mouth for one day just so I could know
you
what
can
it.
Have it when do you want it?
I just want to know what it. Whoa. I want it to taste good for me.
You got a week and a half, JC.
As I'm eating them, but not how they stay with you.
Yeah. So, but you do like the taste.
I love
it. I don't
onions.
Like the taste.
Oh,
only raw. I like the taste.
But I love raw
I don't like what they do to me, so I don't eat
onions.
Them.
No. It makes me gag whenever I get a little taste of it.
I see that.
I wish we could transfer mouths for one day. Just for one.
A mouth transplant?
Yeah, just for one day. Just so I could.
Just the whole body, actually.
So I could.
I'd like to be in your shoes for a day.
What would you do?
Interesting.
I mean, not like those exact shoes you have on, but I don't like those.
Oh, now he's going to freak out about his shoes all day.
The ones. What's wrong with my shoes?
What's wrong with my shoes? Yeah.
I want to be a boy for a day.
That's not that bad.
I were a boy.
It's pretty cool.
I don't want to be a boy.
You don't? Even just for a day to see what it's like, how easy it is for them to just shower.
I thought about it.
Go to the bathroom.
I definitely don't want to be a girl for a day.
I don't want to be a girl for a day.
Oh, why not?
No.
Go get my drinks paid for.
Oh,
well, I'd have to be a hot girl.
You have to be hot.
If I were a boy.
Because a good personality didn't get you a drink at the bar. No.
That's the truth.
I want to know what it's like.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Curiosity.
Yeah. See what it's like to wear a skirt all day.
But you
all
can
right,
do
well that.
That.
I mean, you got to take it
you
there.
You can do that. You can do that.
You can do
it tomorrow.
Would you go, if you're a girl, would you go with underwear or without underwear if you were in a dress?
Oh, my gosh.
With.
I've never thought about it, but I guess with.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
I would go
what
without.
What kind of underwear would you wear if you were a girl?
You know, sometimes women do skip that because of panty lines, but you have to consider the length of your skirt.
Yeah.
Because if you sit down, like,
mm-hmm.
on public transportation and stuff, you got to think.
Yeah, your legs are.
Everything's touching. Yeah. Everything's touching. Yeah.
There's a lot of bacteria on those things. On the seats.
Yeah. Gross.
You got to be careful.
All right.
Hey, Brandy.
Hello.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
A lot of my friends are into essential oils.
Yeah.
But like part-time Justin, I'm always broke. So when I unwrap my extra spearmint gum, always put the wrapper to my nose and take a deep cleansing breath.
Oh.
Does that make me crazy?
Makes you practical.
Makes you thrifty.
Very thrifty with your essential gum.
Do you rub the wrapper on your neck sometimes too?
Oh, no. Haven't gone that far.
Oh, you should.
The breathing.
Why would you want to smell like that?
Because that's what you do with essential oils. You also put it on your...
No, not always.
You don't.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, you just, like, huff it.
Oh.
You can rub it on your temples and stuff like that if you have, like, a headache.
I just have them in my nightstand. I'll smell them.
Yeah. That's smart, Brandy. See if you can't afford those essential oils.
I got a whole box of that essential oil crap. You can have mine. I don't ever use it.
Never done that.
Give them your address in the back and I'll mail you my box.
Oh, really?
I'm serious. I've got so much of that crap.
Okay.
I don't have time to read the instructions when I'm supposed to blend together and
look at that, Brandy.
Don't blend.
Just keep a relaxing one in your nightstand and then you just put it in your nose hole.
I've already told her I give it to her.
Yeah. Now you have to.
Now I have to.
All right, Brandy, hold on. Kelly Raspberry is going to hook you up.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. It's just sitting there. It's like, you know.
You're not using it.
I'm not using it.
Hey, Lizeth.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay, so, good. Okay, so every time we buy pizza, I always get pepperoni.
Yeah.
But I pick off all the pepperonis, but I don't like cheese pizza. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
So you want a slight flavor of pepperoni, but you don't want to have the actual pepperoni?
No, yeah, I pick off the pepperoni.
Yeah.
So and eat it. I hate cheese pizza, though.
What?
Man, yeah, you're crazy.
I get it. That's cool. I mean, I like pepperoni jalapeno, but, you know, sometimes people put that stuff on and then take it off.
Right,
it leaves a taste,
yeah.
I hate tomatoes, but I eat pico de gallo. So I guess it's a similar thing.
Because it mixes with the onions.
I just
and
the do the
peppers.
Juice.
I guess. It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're slight crazy.
Yeah. Slight crazy. Crazy light.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
And she's not at all offended.
I mean,
that's why you're calling.
Right?
Yeah. Well, sometimes they're the same.
Are they?
The cheese and the pepperoni, depending on where you go.
High quality meat.
He's a connoisseur over there.
You know a lot about food and fast food.
Yeah.
You study really
it.
Do.
Well, you got to find the best deal.
It's your specialty.
It's my specialty. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
So, what makes you... Go ahead. Does that make you crazy?
Yeah.
I have been with my husband for 12 years, and I'm still too afraid to order at the drive-thru with him in the car. Does that make me crazy?
You panic?
I do. I just get really anxious for some reason.
Oh man.
I had a full meltdown. I mean, I get it. I had a full meltdown one time. My friends and I could not say refried beans, and we were laughing so hard that we just had to pull off. We were all laughing so hard for some reason trying to say refried beans, and then we just sped off.
Wow.
Yeah, he has to always order across the seat for me because I just can't do it.
Wow.
There is a lot of pressure in the drive-thru.
It's true.
Well, you could stop before you get to the little radio, the intercom.
No, it's still pressure. It's like, oh, it's just like you panic and there's people behind you and you get all panicky and the person with you is like, yeah, I get the panic.
Does he just order for you?
Yeah, he just orders for me.
After 12 years, yeah, I go crazy.
I'm going to say crazy.
Yeah. Crazy, yeah.
Yeah, but now you should.
Very cute.
Very cute, crazy. Have a good day. Doing Does That Make Me Crazy? We got Allison on the phone right now. Hi, Allison.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
So my last pregnancy, I was obsessed with Vicks VapoRub, and I would buy it, and I would mix it constantly and smell it. But I had to eat ice at the same time, so it felt like I was eating the Vicks.
Oh.
And every now and then, I relapse, and I go buy some Vicks, and I'll have like a Vicks smelling day, even though I'm not pregnant anymore.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But
I love that
funny.
She said she relapses. Yeah,
I get
crazy.
It. That Vicks is good.
But I love that she's eating the ice to simulate that she's eating the Vicks.
I want to try that.
It's good, and my kids are like, Mom, put down the Vicks, please.
Yeah.
I guess it's not bad for you.
No, she's not smelling it.
Yeah, she's just smelling it. You definitely don't eat it for reals.
Some people used to eat it.
What?
Vicks?
They don't understand how Vicks VapoRub works, and they would give... Yeah, I remember I'm like, you're not supposed to eat
it. No.
You're supposed to, like, rub it on the bottoms of your feet if you have a cold sore throat, because everything comes up to the feet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
And wear socks. If you have a really bad chest cold or a cold coming,
do it.
Put it on the bottom of your feet and put on socks and go to bed.
That's what my grandma used to do.
Really?
Yeah, Mexico. Yeah.
I have learned some stuff today. Thank y'all.
I wish I had done that when I was wheezing in Miami.
Oh, if you're in a Mexican family and you get sick or hurt, break a bone, put some Vicks on it.
I want to try that,
smelling it while eating ice.
Maybe we'll try
if it really does feel like I'm eating Vicks.
Yeah, we're going to say you're crazy, but we're going to try it.
We're curious.
We're curious.
Crazy curious.
We're going to try it. Let's take one right here from Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hey, I talked to spirits.
You what?
I've talked to spirits.
Like,
oh, what
for
kind
real?
Of spirits? Like people that have passed on that you know?
Different people. Mm-hmm.
Do you know them all, or they just seek you out?
No, we don't know them. We just we've been to a theater, and there was like 6 spirits that come through that we spoke with
in a theater.
Yeah,
did they die
in
the
theater?
I'm not sure if they died in there. I know they used to perform in the theater.
Oh. So what do they want you to... They want you to relay a message to somebody?
At this particular time, they didn't. They was just letting us know one played the piano, one played in a band.
They were in the orchestra at the theater?
Yeah.
What's the scariest spirit you've talked to?
Well, at this particular time, we had a time limit, and at this particular time, it was a, little girl,
uh-huh.
And, she was just as sweet as she could be, and she just really wanted somebody to talk to, and she let us know that, she loved to play ball, and that she missed her parents.
But then she got scary?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't think you're crazy.
I'm not going to call you crazy because you talk to spirits. And
right.
I want you and me to be homies.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That laugh got me.
You're not crazy.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Huh.
I think she's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Huh.
But I like it.
It's good crazy.
I'm into like the talking spirits crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to be honest, though.
No, I'm
you're
not. I'm
you're not touching that one?
I'm new. You heard I was very quiet during
just
that
all back
call.
Down? Not going to be honest curious. Here?
I'm not down with that.
I don't know if I believe in that stuff, but just in case it's real, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Not crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to refrain on that. Or abstain, whatever.
All right.
I'm not going to participate.
Well.
Yeah. I'll let the Lord handle that one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not going to mess with angry little girl spirits. No way. All right, let's give away $1,000.
I was hoping she'd say, yeah, she was a cute little girl, and then suddenly, that's what I was hoping for.
Hey, you expect like a scary movie?
Yeah, like suddenly her tongue and her eyes turned to fire and all that stuff.
They say that the spirit of, this is the rumor.
The okay, hold on. Okay. We'll have solicitation
with that.
Here.
Okay. I'm not messing with that. I'm just telling
it's
what's
up. Time for tidbits.
And then we'll give away $1,000.
Come on, now.
They say the spirit of Jack Ruby is in my bar.
Oh, come on.
You're just saying that because you want people to go to your bar.
No, I'm just telling you. That's what they say, man.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you hear something kind of squeaking when you walk around.
You just stopped us down for a plug?
No, I'm just telling you. That's what they say.
We just got a text that said, don't worry, I talked to spirits, too, and it was Grey Goose, Absolute. Was it Cuervo?
Mm-hmm. The airline.
All right, let's give away the $1,000.
Maybe pay for a bag.
Let's play Beat Shazam. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 11. If you can identify the song before Shazam does, you'll score that $1,000. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's play Beat Shazam.
Let's do it.
Who would like to win $1,000? We all would.
Me.
Me too. Let's go to our first contestant. Hello, Tomorrow.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. First of all, awesome name.
Sir.
Huh?
He said you have an awesome name.
I love your name.
Oh, thank you.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm sitting in the truck, getting ready to go to work.
Yeah?
Yeah. You work at church?
No, I work with the Neshoba Road Department.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, sir. I got two.
Yesterday?
What are their names?
That's a good one. I always get asked that one.
All right, let's play and see if
tomorrow.
You can get this song.
Here's how the game works. I'm going to play you a song. When it cuts off, don't worry. That just means Shazam has identified it. I will then ask you to name the song, and if you can say the correct name of the song, you get $1,000. Okay, Tomorrow?
All
okay.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Listen up.
Here is your song.
What would you wish for if you had one chance?
Name that song.
That would be
Oh, I'm sorry, Tamara. But you know what? We had a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.
We love your name.
Have a good day at work.
Bye, tomorrow. Have a good day, buddy. All right, let's move on to our next contestant. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
We're back to regular names now.
I'm so excited I've finally gotten through.
Yay. You'll be even more excited if you know the answer.
Right?
Oh, I probably don't, but I'm going to try.
Hey, okay. Just give it the good old try there. Here is your song, okay, Heather?
What would you wish for if you
had one chance? Name that song.
I really don't know. I'm glad to get to talk to you guys.
You're so sweet.
Oh, nice. Thank you very much,
so
babe.
Sorry you didn't know that one.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Hey, at least you know you can get through now, Heather. You
there you go.
Your,
it
you
is possible. Win.
Yeah, that's the miracle, right?
Yeah. Like, I got through. Let's move on here with Diana. Hi, Diana.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. We're going to play you the song. If you tell us the correct title, you win, okay? Here is the song. What would you wish for if you had one chance? Name that song.
Airplane.
There you go. Night's got a lot of shooting stars. You just won $1,000, Diana.
Woo! Woo! What are you going to do with it?
Oh, probably. I use it for my vacation later on this month.
Wonderful. All right. Yeah, that's more fun.
Yep.
Were you trying to go to the beach?
Oh, well, I was trying to convince my husband to take me to Galveston, but he wants to go all the way to New York, and I'm like, that's too far, and I don't like planes.
Well, you don't like planes, but you just won with airplanes.
Be nice.
That's true. Very true.
Be nice in the summer to go, though.
Well, you do whatever you need to do with that money right there. You have fun on your trip with your husband, okay? What's his name?
His name is Andres. I'm pretty sure he's still asleep.
Of course. That'll be a lovely thing for him to wake up
then
to.
Don't tell him.
Wake up, Andres. Have a good day, Diana. Hang on for us. We'll get you all set up there with your $1,000. It was airplanes, B.O.B., who thinks the world is flat.
He does. Is he still on that deal?
I don't know
that it's his like passion, but he went off on it for a minute.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And speaking of, I've been studying about this planet that this Russian guy's trying to start, Asgardia.
He's trying to
what he wants to do is
he name
move
it?
Out of state.
He named it, yeah. And he wants to send
how the space.
He wants to sign people up, and it's free to sign up. And then little by little, he's going to start sending satellites up there that you can inhabit, I believe. As of now, all the members of Asgardia are going to stay here on Earth. But so far, they have 211,000 members from 217 countries, most of them between the ages of 18 to 35.
Okay.
So not bad. 130,000 of them speak English, but China has the largest number of Asgardians with 28,000 of its citizens signing
up. How much is this? Or it's just a sign-up?
It's a sign-up. It's free.
Oh.
Yeah. The problem here is the gender balance is a little imbalanced right now.
Oh, what is it?
It's 83% male to 16% female.
Oh,
with the remaining people identifying as other.
That many guys want to get away from their wives.
Yeah, but you're not going to find any other girls up there.
That's a good spot if you're a girl to go.
Yeah,
if you want to get away from dudes, Asgardia's got your back.
Forget Tinder and Bumble.
Be around nothing but dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jenna?
Yeah, really great odds up there, girl.
You definitely find your dude.
You know what? I've been doing well on Earth lately, thank you. I have. I've been doing great on Earth, so I'm happy right now. Yeah, I'll let you know, though, if it dries up and I need to go to space.
To Asgardia?
Yeah.
I was really interested in that.
Well, you should go. Just for a little bit. You have to sign up.
I'm sure your wife, Kinsey, and kids will be totally supportive.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, your family?
Hey, I'll be back.
I wonder if you can...
That's an afterthought.
A couple years.
Well, you see something cool, like you can go live in outer space and then you forget.
I don't think that'd be cool.
They should name it the gym, not Asgardia. Like, I'm going to go to the gym.
I admire the adventurous spirit, but I think the pioneers had it pretty sucky.
The first ones? Yeah.
You don't want to be the first.
Haven't
they seen, like, all the space movies?
I mean, come on.
There's so many places on Earth that feel like you're getting far away that you can visit first.
Right.
Go to Wyoming. That feels like you're getting away, doesn't it? So all the celebs go.
But the technology
get away.
Up there is going to be crazy awesome. They're going to have all the good stuff. They're going to look out for asteroids coming to Earth.
You're going to have to eat that dried food.
No, I'm sure they'll be able to get kitchens up there.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
You sure how that works?
They'll probably get a little biodome going.
Probably.
The bathroom?
Didn't you see The Martian? It looked like a beat down. He had to grow his own suit. I don't want to do that.
Didn't he use his urine?
Yeah, his... fertilizer. Not his urine. Fertilizer.
Oh, yeah, the other stuff.
Yes.
No.
I'll pass.
I'll pass. Right here on Mother Earth with John.
Oh, the more I talk,
want to thank you to everyone that came before me so I can enjoy what I have today.
I love all the explorers.
Yeah. I'm very grateful.
Yeah. You have to wear a spacesuit all the time because no oxygen.
No, they're going to set it up. It's going to be all nice.
Well, you go try it out. And then
shout out Lewis
back.
And Clark. Shout out Ponce de Leon.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to be them back then.
Columbus.
Thank you, Magellan. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. Thank you.
That Oregon Trail game I used to play when I was a kid.
Thank you, Pocahontas.
Pocahontas?
Well, Native American, I guess.
She was already here. I mean, she was living here. Thanks, John Smith.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I'm gone. Things are just things. They don't make you who you are.
Tell me you don't recognize that voice right there.
Right?
Been waiting for a while for a new song from Macklemore. It's finally out there. Macklemore's on the phone with us right now. What's up, Macklemore? How you doing, man?
I'm fantastic. How you guys doing?
Doing awesome.
Awesome. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning. We're so excited about your new stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you guys for taking the time with me.
So you went and worked with the hook queen, Skylar Gray, I see.
Yeah, Skylar's incredible, man. She came in and just nailed it. You know, she sat down at the piano and, you know, an hour later we had the hook, and she's a phenomenal person and incredible artist. It's
so she is
nothing
the,
but a blessing.
She is the hook queen.
I call her the hook queen, the latest hook queen.
I don't know
queen.
If that's a title I'd want, well, the hook queen.
Well, not to be confused with trap queen.
Okay. Be a trap queen.
No.
Yeah.
Macklemore, I always wonder what it's like when you're collaborating with people like that and someone's like, hey, I got this great, you know, beat and they want you to write around it, and if you're just not feeling it. Like, what kind of approach do you take when you're like, do you say I like it, or do you
let's
just
try
say,
something else?
Yeah. How do you approach that?
Great question, and it does happen. It definitely does happen. I think, you know, it's different. I mean, for one, there's, like, the producer side of it, and then there's the feature side of it, where someone will send you a song that you're not feeling. And I try to be honest. I try to only do things that I really resonate with. And to me, that's just that values the art more than anything. You know, I don't ever want to – even, like, big records that have come out that I've passed on. Like, if it's not something that I'm really gravitating towards or feel like is the right moment for me, then, you know, it gets passed on. But I try to do it respectfully and try to keep relationships, you know, strong with whoever it is that I'm working with or don't want to work with at the moment.
Yeah, because you're a true creative, of course. But is there a song out there that you actually are really glad that came to you that you're like, I'm so glad I didn't do that. It sounds so much better with this person that we would know of?
I can't say that I'm glad that I didn't do it. And it definitely got kind of like passed around in the industry. But See You Again was one of those records.
Wow.
Really?
So, you know, that turned into, I mean, when I heard the record, I was like, this is going to be a big song.
Yeah.
But Ryan and I were wrapping up our last album, and, you know, the timing wasn't right for us. But that turned into, like, the biggest song of the year. That year. So,
Vin Diesel really nailed it.
That was one that was like, oh, maybe I should have done that for my daughter's college.
I think her college is going to be okay.
Macklemore, when you see Wiz Khalifa now, are you like, hi, Wiz, jerk?
You're welcome, Wiz.
Yeah. Jerk.
Yeah, I resent the hell out of Wiz.
Yeah. Black and yellow, huh? This is your first solo album in 12 years, and before people start rumors and saying, oh, him and Ryan Lewis got in a fight and they're not friends, you guys are still cool, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We just, I threw him his bachelor party a couple days ago, and about to be the best man at his wedding in a couple weeks. So, you know, it's been nothing but love between us. It was just one of those times, you know. We finished the last album and we both kind of collectively were like, you know, let's take some space and work with other people, and when we get back in the studio, let's be excited about it.
Now, is he expecting you to perform at the wedding?
I haven't got that invitation.
Really? Because you just kind of assume when an artist is getting married that all their buddies, it just becomes like a jam session, I guess.
Yeah, you know, you never know, but I doubt that at his wedding he wants to play a bunch of our songs.
Right.
Are you going to spit your toast at the best man's toast?
You should.
I'm trying to learn all the hip terms.
Yeah, I don't know if that applies to the toast world, but I will definitely be doing some sort of toast speech, best man talk, and knowing me, I'll probably write it, 24 hours before the wedding. I should really start it, now.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
My A-game.
Where'd you guys go for the bachelor party?
Right?
We went out to kind of the woods of Washington, and I rented a cabin, and,
nice.
You know, we went paintballing earlier in the day. I'd never done that before.
Yeah.
That's so much better than hanging out with strippers, isn't it?
Strippers were there.
No, they were not.
You know, I agree. I think Ryan didn't want to go the stripper route.
Good for you. Good for him.
Yeah, the strippers look like Paul Bunyan.
Okay, Macklemore. Here.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the area for the strippers. But, yeah, we had a great time.
How old is Sloan now?
She just turned 2.
You love him being a father? By the way, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Hey,
I am loving it, man. It's the greatest.
Well, just letting you know ahead of time, it'll save you a lot of trouble down the road. Macklemore, the terrible two thing is a myth. It's not the terrible twos.
It?
It's the threes.
Threenagers.
This is what happens to all of us. JC and I both have little kids, and two, we were like, we nailed two. That was a breeze. Because it's not two, it's three. Three is a nightmare, and then four, they become angels again. So just preparing you for that. Mm.
Thank you for the heads up. Yeah, I've been kind of like, you know what? I don't think she's going to be that bad.
Yeah, you wait.
I think she's okay.
You wait till three.
Three.
Or you never know. You might have a sweet child and she's just going to be good the whole time.
You never know.
I don't know. She's half me. She's gonna have some sort of outburst and diva in her for sure.
So you're probably, when you finish up the album, you're probably going to go on tour. Is she going to go on tour with you guys? The whole family go with you?
That's tough.
We're talking about it. That would be my hope. Is, you know, and she toured with us all last year. That would be my hope. You know, I mean, I want her to have the most normal childhood possible, and there's nothing really normal about sleeping on a tour bus and going from city to city playing shows. But I also want to be around my daughter.
Yeah.
And I think if my wife's up for it, and she probably will be, I think that we'll end up on the road at least for a good portion of next year together. That's my hope.
Yeah, and you guys would have great memories, you know, because she'll get older and she'll get into school, and then you won't be able to have her on tour with you the whole time unless you homeschool her.
No, I'm not going that route.
No, yeah, that's centered
point.
School.
This is kind of the time to do it.
So when's the album going to be all done, you think, when we finally get the title and all that?
Well, I would say that I'm 85-90% done with it. I'm nearing completion. We do have a release date. I can't give you the date, but it is soonish.
Okay.
After the wedding.
Soonish.
It's after
soonish.
The wedding.
Okay.
I can guarantee that it is after the wedding, okay. Yes.
Get that out of the way.
Skylar Gray's in it. Do you have any other collabs in there with you?
Yeah, I definitely do. Again, I can't talk about the collabs.
Why are you being so secretive?
You tease me.
I know. I'm just holding on to secrets. But I'm really excited about this album. I think I'm just excited to put it out in the world. You work so hard in the studio, and it's like I just want to put these songs out, and you got to wait and have a rollout and all that sort of thing. But it felt really good to put out Glorious and just get all the love and the fans reacting to it. And it's a new season, and I'm excited about that.
Well, it's a great jam, man, and we're really digging it. We'll be looking forward to the album getting dropped. And when you do, we would love for you to come by and sing it for us in our Canal Side Lounge, if you don't mind, Mr. Macklemore.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Because right. I know you got – and the tour is going to be this year or next year?
This year.
This
we'll
year
go
for
out
sure.
And,
we at least got that much info.
All right, the announcement's coming soon is what I'm hearing.
All right.
Logan Macklemore can't tell us.
Yes.
It's all secrets. Hey, man, it's a pleasure talking to you, man. You got a beautiful family, and your
Thank
songs
you.
Are great. And we're really, really happy you're back with music, Macklemore.
The man of mystery, Macklemore.
The Toastmaster, Macklemore.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Thank you guys for the tips. I'm
all right.
Oh, you're all welcome.
Have fun
we're
at the wedding, buddy.
We're here to help you, Macklemore.
Bye, Macklemore.
Very sweet. Bye. All right, thank you, guys.
Later, brother.
Bye.
Such a nice guy, right?
No.
I'm not wrapping the toast at your wedding, Kelly.
Why not?
There's no threat of that.
Yeah, about that, Al. We might have to bump you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
what?
We might have to bump
what?
A couple. I don't
wait.
Know. Time restraint.
Really?
Wait a minute. I thought, you told me that you
have
needed
you
me.
Know, have you started working on it?
Yes.
You have?
Give yes. us a little piece, Al. What do you got so far?
Give us the line.
Okay.
I got this much done.
You can't even do that right.
Oh.
Just the banging of the glass.
Yeah. Man, I was gonna
So who's your second choice now, Kelly? Who's...
Oh, it's not about a second choice. It's just, we got to whittle it down. You know, time restraints.
No. You're going to edit me out.
How you going to get fired on your day off?
Yeah. 2 weeks away, man.
Sorry, Al.
No.
Oh,
no, I'm toasting.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll say. Alan's 3-year-old son's now doing the toast.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.